Hello and welcome to the Print Pod. This is Sharan Puwana, the associate editor of the Print, and today we discuss the Bharatiya Janata Party and its glorifying of two historical characters, Uri Gowda and Nanjay Gowda, as the two Vokkaliga chieftains responsible for the killing of 18th century ruler of Mysore, Tipu Sultan. With the state expected to vote in May, Tipu Sultan has been frequently invoked by the BJP, but the controversial theory about his manner of death is a relatively new development that analysts say is aimed at getting the backing of the dominant Vokkaliga community, which is key to making inroads in the old Mysore districts. But analysts say this strategy of the BJP has backfired to a large extent, as youngsters may not be interested in historical references that would influence their voting pattern in the upcoming elections. Analysts say that the two new characters are being promoted with the intent to show the bravery of the Vokkaliga community and how they killed a Muslim ruler who the BJP paints as a tyrant under whom the Hindu community faced persecution. Though there are varying versions of history on the life and legacy of Tipu Sultan, the BJP has now questioned documented claims on the ruler's death. BJP National General Secretary C.T. Ravi, for instance, has claimed that a team is busy collecting evidence about Uri Gowda and Nanjay Gowda, while Union Minister Shobha Karandlaje has said that proof of their existence already lies in plays and ballads. Other vocal proponents of this idea are State Higher Education Minister Dr. C.N. Ashwath Narayan and Excise Minister K. Gopalaya. Historians have raised questions, and there have been allegations that some of the representational images of Uri Gowda and Nanjay Gowda shared by the BJP are actually derived from depictions of Marutu Pandya rulers of the Shivaganga kingdom who fought the British and were publicly hanged for their actions in the early 19th century. Influential Vokkaliga pontiffs and a section of BJP leaders too have refused to endorse the Uri Gowda and Nanjay Gowda version of history. This Monday, Sri Nirmala Nandanatha Swami, the head of the Adi Chunchunigiri Mutt, the spiritual headquarters of the Vokkaliga community, questioned the BJP's version of history and even asked a minister in the government to drop his idea of making a film on the two fictional characters without proper research. To imagine and write something is a novel, and to write something based on research and documents empowers future generations, he said. While debates have long raged about the kind of ruler Tipu Sultan was, historians generally concur on some broad points. Tipu Sultan was born in Devanahalli in 1750. He was the son of Hyder Ali, a military commander who worked for the Mysore's Wadiyar rulers before seizing power from them. Tipu eventually took over the reins from his father and died in 1799 while fighting the British in the Fourth Anglo-Mysore War. These, at least, are the accepted facts about his life and death taught in schools. The BJP believes that Uri Gowda and Nanjay Gowda have featured in the book Suvarna Mandya, written by D. Javre Gowda, but historians have questioned this claim. Historians say that the book was a souvenir and not an authentic historical record, nor is there any mention that these two chieftains killed Tipu Sultan. The BJP has traditionally relied on the dominant Lingayat community for electoral support in Karnataka, but it has been seeking to broaden its voter base by tapping into the Vokkaliga community, which has largely backed former Prime Minister H.T. Devegowda led JDS. On 25th March, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be visiting Chikballapur, which borders Bengaluru and counts Devanahalli as one of its constituencies. Devanahalli is the birthplace of Tipu Sultan and an area of interest for the BJP. But the Vokkaliga community has so far stayed away from the BJP, at least in the state elections. The BJP has had five chief ministers in its nearly 9 years in power in Karnataka, and only one of them has so far been Vokkaliga, while the remaining are all Lingayats. Though the BJP wants to pursue the Vokkaligas, it has no leader who has the stature to match that of Devegowda and stake claim as the new face of the community. Chief Minister Basavaraj Bommai's plans to give Vokkaligas and Lingayats better reservation opportunities to earn their backing too has hit several hurdles, including being stayed at the courts. Several sections of Lingayats have threatened to go against the BJP for not fulfilling its reservation-related demands. The Vokkaliga community, too, has not shown any interest in backing the BJP so far. But it remains to be seen if the community responds to the Uri Gowda and Nanjay Gowda episode and if it will help them move closer to the BJP or move further away. That's all we have for today. Thank you.